boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't know about you, but when it is snowy like it was last night, kind of all day yesterday, I just want to eat bad. I want to eat the comfort food, all the things that you really shouldn't do.
Yeah, I want something hot and like you said, comfy.
Yeah, gross and greasy, whatever it is. And so last night after we got done with work, I called neighbor man. I'm like, you want me to pick something up? Want me to hit up a drive-thru? And he's just like my parents growing up, and I hate it. He's like, no, we have something at home. Let's just eat here. I hate it. I'd like to return my boyfriend and get one that's really great and will let me eat fast food.
Yeah, that's a bummer, but I feel I am that person.
Really?
Not because we have food at home. But I'll be like, oh my gosh, we should just like grab something. And he'll name off like six different drive-thrus. And I'm like, but I don't want anything greasy. And he's like, okay, so what did you actually want then? Because then, you can't pick up a steak in the drive-thru.
And then do you just change your mind and you're like, we'll just eat at home.
No, normally I'm like, okay, fine, we can do that one. I'll choose whichever one, but I'm the annoying person. But that sounds like mom and dad.
That's what I hated about it. He was totally acting like my mom and my dad, because my dad would say that all the time, which is like, oh, we have food at home, which we do. And I appreciate him saying that because we do have food at home. Yeah. We shouldn't waste it. And I'm trying to save money, right? But when it's snowy, I just want to be bad, you know?
So what'd you eat?
Leftovers.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Nothing is worse than leftovers on a snowy day. I hated it.
You need like an emergency mashed potato stash or something.
And chocolate. We had zero chocolate. I was devastated.
You got to work on that. I feel like I'm normally pretty prepared when it comes to company parties and gift exchanges and stuff.
Never me.
Not today. No. Oh my God, what's going on with me? We have a cute little like Valentine's Day exchange here at the station tomorrow.
We do this every year, and it's exactly like what you did in elementary school. You had those little like Valentine's Day cards that you would give to your friends. We do that here at the company.
But some people also just make like baked goods and don't just buy prepackaged. It's a mix of both. And me and you both are like, we're going to make something. It sounds like a great idea. Until it's the night before and neither of us have done anything or gotten cards or bags or anything.
We have gotten nothing.
I have a box.
You're also supposed to have a little box too, with a little like slit in it so that people could put their cards and their goodies in it. You and I got nothing. So do we just pull out and we just don't participate?
No, I want the snacks.
Okay, what do we do, Taylor? Well, it's 3 p.m. We're doomed. We are freaking doomed.
I want to go back to my plan A, which I had a couple weeks ago.
What?
There's a couple can shed boxes in my office. Should we just be absolutely obnoxious and have massive boxes?
What do we do? Do we just like print pictures off of like Google of like hearts?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to put myself on a heart because nothing's more romantic than me.
Okay. That's nice.
And then it'll be me with hearts on a box. Happy freaking Valentine's Day. Now, the thing is, I don't have cards. I know you don't, so we're doomed.
I am going to have to print something off right here real quick or tomorrow.
I thought you were going to start hand drawing with crayons.
I could do that too. That would really take you back to elementary school.
We'll see if we get through this before tomorrow.
It's not looking good.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a trend going around on TikTok that people are saying their nervous system can't tell the difference between like a stupid everyday task or something that happens and like their life being threatened. And I have never felt more seen. Let me explain.
I don't know about this.
It's like dumb things that make you anxious. So it'll be somebody saying, unfortunately, my nervous system can't handle the difference between someone texting, hey, can we talk? And my literal life being threatened. You know, that sinking feeling. Or crazy that my body can't tell the difference between opening a test score and getting chased by a bear. Or unfortunately, my nervous system doesn't understand the difference between my life being threatened and someone putting their feet anywhere near me.
Yes.
I hate that.
Or honestly, for me, it's someone touching the bottom of my feet. Oh my God.
That sends you into a panic?
Oh my, yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, it one, because I go into full tickle mode, but like, it's like the most outrageous tickly, oh my God, panic, I might tinkle myself mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't touch my feet. Especially right in the center.
You know what? I actually had no plans to do that. So you're good.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Yesterday, I exposed myself for hiding a secret from literally everyone until I spilled it on the radio that I had accidentally backed into my garage door, okay, with my car. So that happened Tuesday night, mm-hmm. and it was eating me alive yesterday because I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my boyfriend, Curly. I didn't tell his brother who lived with us. I was like, you know what? There's no evidence. Nobody needs to know. I brought it to you yesterday and told you, and you're like, you need to like fess up mm-hmm. and see what happens. So I got home last night and I was like, okay, I must confess to my sins. So we're like chit-chatting when I get home and he's like sitting at his desk and I'm like, can I confess something to you? And he looked at me like,
like you cheated on him?
Like he did not know what to expect. Oh. Like a deer in headlights. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm really not. And he's like, well, what? What did it, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, I need to tell you something that I did last night. And I was like, are you gonna cry? It's not that bad. So I'm like, I did accidentally back into the garage door. Everything's okay. But I was really embarrassed because I didn't want you to think I was stupid. He goes, well, I don't think you're stupid, but is everything okay? I'm like, I just told you that. He's like, I got to go look.
Oh, like, my God.
No, sit down and let me tell you the entire story as to why this happened. And no, you don't need to go look because you didn't notice up until now that you know.
But he's still going to go look because they never believe us.
I'm like, you don't even know where to find chips in our own mm-hmm. cupboard. How
they're
do you
gonna
think?
Find something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to find something.
So I don't know if he went down and looked because I went and showered after that. I don't think
he did.
But he might have gone and inspected because he was like, is your car okay? Yes, it is. That's the first thing I checked. He's like, is there anything wrong with the garage? And I'm like, no, it's opening and closing just fine. You wouldn't have even known. I just didn't want to tell you because I sound dumb. And he's like, you don't sound dumb. I just want to make sure. So now I'm like, why did I even tell him?
Now I feel dumb for telling you to say something.
It was pointless.
Because you're right. I didn't think about the consequences, which is he's going to look, and there's going to be a scratch that's been there for 10 years, and he's going to be like, you did this scratch. Now we're not getting our deposit back. You know what I mean? Because men always find everything. They're just like our dads. You know what I mean?
Mm.
They find something every single time. They're like, that scratch, you did it, even though it's been there for 20 years.
I didn't do it. I barely tapped it, okay?
I can get insecure about the way I look. It's just kind of like a girl thing, I guess. I don't know if every girl struggles with it, but I definitely do.
Oh, right? We all have things that we pick ourselves apart for.
Oh, my God. My nose is too big. My eyebrows are too far apart. You know, you can go on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the guys struggle with it, but I've never really heard neighbor man be insecure about the way he looks until yesterday. And it's all because of a comment that somebody made. I want to make this clear. He said I could talk about this.
Okay.
I'm not putting him on blast, all right? He works at a business that, you know, places get reviews,
yeah.
right? There was a review left at this business, and it was kind of a nasty review, and it went on and on and on, and it called out the employees. And it specifically called out one person and said that they looked like they were a mechanic or that they were dressed like they maybe were on parole and all this stuff. And so neighbor man kind of narrowed it down to that's him. Compared to all of his other coworkers, he's the only one that probably looks like that.
Okay.
And he's like, cool. If I look like a mechanic, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But like somebody who's on parole, that how, what?
I don't, yeah, that's weird.
What? How? What am I doing to look like that? And I feel like, what did I do to deserve it?
Is he wearing an ankle monitor?
That's what I'm saying. He does not.
Okay.
And so now he's insecure. So today, before he left for work, he's like, well, do I look like someone who's on parole? Like, what do I got to do to change my look? Do I got to change my hat? Do I got to change my outfit? He has a designated uniform. He's like, what do I got to change about this?
Right.
Now he's being insecure and I don't know what to do to change it. So I'm trying to like comfort him. I'm like, you look handsome. I think you look great. I think you're gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
But I just don't know how to change it because now someone's made a comment and now he's very insecure about it.
No. See, no. No, no. Here's the thing. I don't even know what that means.
If
he had
do
an,
I.
If he had an ankle monitor on, I would be like, okay, maybe take off the ankle bracelet and people won't think that. I think you use it to your advantage. I get the same type of vibe from people there that are like, you're really scary when I first met you. Like, you look really mean.
You got the face, Taylor.
I do. But you use that to your advantage. He needs to use it to assert his power or dominance or something.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
Who cares if you're on parole?
You know what? Yes, he calls the shots now.
Exactly.
He'd be like, you know what? I'm actually in control in this place. You don't like the tip that, I don't know.
You want to know what I was in for?
Are you really doing nothing? Like no gift exchange, nothing for Valentine's Day for you and Curly?
Correct.
Lucky you.
I know, I'm like just chilling over here.
Because I heard Lady J talk about earlier in her show that last year she made the silly mistake of going to the store on Valentine's Day, the day before Valentine's Day. And I'm assuming she got something for her husband. I don't know. But she said she made a horrible mistake doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to go get a box of milk duds for Neighbor Man because that's what I'm going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
So now I made a horrible mistake. I got to go tonight.
I will say good luck because I was at the store earlier.
And there's none?
No, not that. There's just a ton of people.
Ah, crap.
The swarm by the Valentine card section was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. And I can also check off a man walking out with a bouquet of flowers off my bingo list because
we should start a bingo list.
We should. He looked like he was coming out like
he knew what he was doing.
Yes, I did.
Good for him.
But I do wish you luck because it'll be a little busy probably.
We should do a Those Girls bingo card or Zingo card. And it's like just standing there and watching people on Valentine's Day shopping.
Lost, confused, broken. Why did I wait this long?
I would probably hit every single one of those just because I'm going to be so lost tonight when I go to the store.
Yeah, good luck to you.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
We got a lot of snow.
I know.
Those piles are tall.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is the roads are in a lot better condition than they were yesterday.
Some.
I guess I'll speak for myself. My roads by my house were pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I got to, when I was driving home last night, the plow pulled into my street right before me, so I got a nice
clean slate.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I also got home, and the driveway was already cleared, which is great. I should be happy about that because
who did it?
I don't have to do it. Not me, not my boyfriend Curly, but his brother did it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I walked in. He's like, so, what do you guys think? Did I do a pretty good job on the driveway?
Somebody wanted applause.
Okay, I will give you your flowers for doing that. Thank you so much. However, he didn't know that I'm now kind of interested in learning how to snow blow.
Yeah, I really told you. I think you were really going to enjoy snow blowing.
I'm not interested in shoveling, obviously, right?
That's
a lot of work.
It's too painful.
However, we do have a snow blower now, and I've never gotten to use one because my dad would never let me near that thing growing up. So now I would like to use my free will and learn how to use it.
Did you tell him that you were upset he did the driveway?
Well, no, because I'm not going to dog on him because he probably was out there sweating his butt off and stuff.
Well, did you tell him I called dibs for Saturday?
Yeah, I'm gonna need to make that clear now. Like, I at least want to give it a try. But if I give up, it's all yours, sweetie.
I really need you to call dibs. Just at least a pathway. I really want you to try it because I think you're going to like it.
I do too, especially the sidewalk. If I can just, you get me going, I'm never going to stop. The whole neighborhood, clear.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. I really do think it. My biggest fear, though, is that you're going to quit radio and start working for snow removal company.
Well, that's only seasonal, at least. So you might lose me for 4 months, but then I'll be back.
She's always gone during the winter seasons, but she's back in the summertime.
I got to come up with a business name.
Taylor Snow Removal?
Yeah.
Taylor's Tough Removal. No,
we gotta workshop it.
Today, I got the honor to speak to one of the schools in the Linmar district. Hazel Point.
Yeah.
I think is what it's called. It's Hazel something.
Were you actually there?
I don't remember now. But I got to speak to three different classes and for just a couple of minutes. And I got to talk about careers in radio and my career, how I've come about, all that fun jazz.
Yeah.
Right? Let me tell you this right now. I don't know how teachers do it.
Well,
round
yes.
of applause. I don't know how you do it because I only talked to three classes for like 20, 25 minutes each about the same thing every single time in the exact same order every single time. And I talked to one teacher and she says that she talks to five teachers about the same or five classes, I should say, about the same subject five times in one day.
It's crazy.
I don't know how you do it. When I got to the second class, I was like, have I already said this? I can't remember. Oh, well, say it again. And then in the third room, in the third class, I was like, wait, have I said this before? I can't remember. Oh, well, say it again.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
I feel like they probably are so used to it that it's just like autopilot. That reminds me of one of my favorite teachers from high school, Mr. Achenbach. He never used notes. Everything was just up in his head because he had done it so many times in that day. And then over the years, they're like, yeah, I know this. I could just read you a textbook straight from my brain. It's crazy.
I don't know how I could never do that.
No.
I just felt like I was repeating myself to
the same
class.
You probably were.
They're probably like, she's crazy. Like, she has
Excuse me, Miss Destiny, you said that already.
Three times.
Yeah,
that's tough. I don't know how teachers do it. I could never. And then they were the classes were asking just brilliant questions. I thought I was talking to like a university. These kids were asking great questions.
Nice.
Because I think they were thinking about their future, which is awesome. They're asking me all sorts of things. And one question that really kind of shocked me was, what's your favorite thing you've talked about on Those Girls in the Afternoon? I'm like, whoa, we have talked for almost 2 years. Our 2 year anniversary is March 31st. Do you know how many times we've talked? I gotta narrow down on my favorite thing.
Many times, yeah.
So I was put on the spot. I'm like, oh, what's my favorite thing? I got it. I know my favorite thing. The favorite thing I've ever talked about is anytime I've gotten to talk about Post Malone.
Oh my God.
I said recently I got to talk about Post Malone's Oreos, and then people were calling in and telling me where to find the Oreos, and they've been texting in telling me where to find the Oreos. And I said, and one time I couldn't find the Poppy Post Malone. People are telling me where they can find it. They're sending it in for me. I said, I loved it. And they're laughing. The kids are laughing.
Oh, that's brutal.
and then I said, oh, and we got to talk to Post Malone's dad on the show one time. And they are just laughing at me.
In like a, whoa, that's so funny. You're like, oh.
I don't know which one it was, Taylor. I don't know if it was like, oh, we're laughing because we think that's so cool. Or they're laughing because they're like, you picked that as your favorite.
You might be a little bit crazy, I think. I love my cats just like anybody loves their pets. But sometimes they get into a routine that is just enough to make you crazy. And I am on the brink, okay? My cat's Luce. She's the sweetest. She's the angel of my two cats. She doesn't cause any trouble. In fact, she likes to spend most of the day hiding. However, more recently, I have realized that I get woken up every day at 6 a.m., which is before my alarm is set, to the sound of her digging in the litter box. And I don't mean just like, you know, moving stuff around, because she does that. That's normal. And I appreciate that. But she's like redecorating. She's doing home renovation, flipping the house. I don't know what's going on in there, but it goes on for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, what could you be moving around in there? I've tried putting less litter in. I've tried putting more litter in. And she will not stop digging in the mornings. It's making me nuts.
And how long has this been going on?
I've noticed it for the last, like, I would say week. And I told my boyfriend Curly about it. I was like, dude, she keeps waking me up in the morning because she is like crazy digging. And he's like, ooh, I don't hear it. Of course you don't, because you're snoring in my ear on my other side. But the other night, she was kind of doing it before we were even in bed. And he was like, wait a minute. Why is she being so like aggressive with the digging? And I'm like,
have you Google searched it?
No, I actually haven't.
I was going to say, ChatGPT that or Google search it right now and figure out, what does it mean if my cat won't stop digging in their litter box? because that's what I would have done, is just immediately do that. The only thing is Mochi doesn't ever properly dig.
Really?
Yes. That's the problem. Is Mochi thinks he's digging, like, to hide his
belongings?
Thank you. It's the best way to put that. He doesn't ever do that. He never hides it. Like a normal cat would.
Yeah,
they usually cover it. He thinks he's doing that, but he doesn't. All he does is scrape the top of the litter box, and he's like, eh, it's covered. No, it ain't. Mm. It ain't covered. I can smell it.
Well.
So that's the only thing.
Can our cats hang out and have like
Oh my God. Can she start covering, please, for the love of God?
And can he whack her and tell her to stop?
Oh my God. Toulouse and Mochi need to marry each other. That's the thing.
This was a match made in heaven.
Well, Mochi's got to come stay the night.
Okay.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
If you didn't know. And today's Galentine's Day, so obviously we have to celebrate here on those girls in the afternoon. Because we're gals. Together.
We find any excuse to celebrate.
Yeah. <girls. laughs> Yeah, we do. And I've seen a lot of people on TikTok doing Galentine's Day parties where everybody brings like a cocktail recipe. So if you are scrambling.
I didn't bring one.
Well, you failed. So there's part one of that. Okay. So obviously Valentine's Day, to me, I think of chocolate covered strawberries. Duh. And those can be a little expensive to buy and they're kind of annoying to make. So we're going to do a cocktail version.
Thank you. Goodness, I love chocolate-covered strawberries.
A chocolate-covered strawberry martini.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right. Oh. So in my shaker of ice, I've got vanilla vodka, like a shot per drink. And then I'm going in with about a shot of rum chata.
Mm.
You know how I feel about this. It's like delicious cereal milk. It's so good.
Cereal.
It is. And then I'm gonna do like maybe an ounce of strawberry syrup, just so that it's nice and strawberry-y. Ugh,
it smells so good.
And then I'm gonna kind of play it by ear for this last part because I have heavy whipping cream. I'm just gonna like top off the shaker. I'm not gonna really measure because we don't want it too creamy. And everybody's favorite.
My favorite part.
Favorite part. Get it on there. Shake it up like your love life or whatever.
Or your friendship. Happy Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be rocky.
Exactly. So what I've already done is I have our little glasses and I put a little chocolate rim on them. I just melted chocolate chips. And then I did do a little strawberry dipped in chocolate and put that on the rim, which could be really fun for a mocktail even if you've got kids and you just want to pour some strawberry milk in that. It's adorable.
That's cute. That's a smart idea.
Oh my God. This looks like strawberry milk. It's pink.
I'm going to tell myself it's that so it's healthy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. It's a healthy part.
Calories don't count when you drink them. Okay, I'm going to come bring this.
So that's a quote right there. Calories don't count if you drink them.
They don't.
That is a quote right there. A wise woman once said, calories don't count if you drink them. Ooh, oh my God. That smells so good.
Like strawberry?
Yeah, no, it smells like a chocolate-covered strawberry.
So you're going to get that hit of chocolate because it's on the rim?
This drink's not going to last very long. I already know it.
It's like a milkshake.
Oh, the chocolate's still melty.
Oh, sorry. It's a little warm in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a milkshake. That is so good.
Delicious.
That is amazing. That is hands down the best holiday spirit you've ever done.
Really?
Hands down. That one, if there's ever a holiday spirit you're like, maybe I'll get the ingredients for. This is it. This is it.
She approves. I tell you, once you do the rim...
I might make like this for chocolate. Neighbor man.
Dude, put it in the fridge because that is so melty.
No,
can you imagine
don't.
Taking a sip and then macking after that?
No, I think you should. Mac on those.
We have very different love lives, I think.
I say do it. Get those lips all chocolate up and do it.
Messy. You know when you're getting out of the car, when you're at the store and you're like, please don't let me see anybody from high school.
Yeah.
Or work.
I just want to get in and get out.
Mm-hmm. How about your own mother?
That don't happen.
That happened to me today. I have not talked to my mom at all today. We just haven't been texting or anything. But I ran to the store earlier today and was kind of like sort of on a mission. Like, okay, these are the things I need to get. Here we go. Head down, get in, get out. It's also pretty busy with Valentine's Day people. So I was like walking through a section and I look next to me because I can like feel someone walking my way. And then I do a double take and go, "Mom?" She goes, "Whoa, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "Oh, I didn't think that you'd be at Target right now." She's like, "I didn't know you were going to be at Target right now." So then we're just like chatting. She's like, "What's that in your cart?" I'm like, "Keep your eyes on your own cart, woman. It's none of your business what I'm buying at this time of day on a Thursday."
Like, hopefully you weren't buying anything embarrassing.
No, it was hilarious. And then obviously she's like, "Okay, happy shopping. See you later." And then I'm in the checkout line and she comes up by me. She's like, "Look at these onesies that I found for your future niece." And I was like, "They're great, Mom. I love them. I'm glad you came and found me to show me them." It was so odd.
That's hilarious.
But what I mean, that just speaks to how similar we are. I guess we would show up at the same time in the same place.
I don't have that problem because my parents don't live here.
Right.
They live in Texas. But there are some times that I swear to God, I think I see my dad at a grocery store or something. Yeah. I'm like, "Dad, did you secretly move back and you don't want to tell me?" Sometimes.
Have you ever actually said that to someone? "Dad?
Dad? You moved back and you didn't want to tell me?"
Let's try it sometime and see what kind of look they give you when they turn around.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Most of the time, I feel like when we look back on baby pictures, the main thing that you're making fun of is maybe the quality. Like, was this taken on a toaster? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, with so much technology and it being 2025, some of the kids who grew up in the 2010s have different things to make fun of. So right now on TikTok, there are some moms and even kids that were born in 2015, so 10 years ago, who are making fun of the fact that they are victims of the Snapchat filter era.
Okay. Thank so, God it wasn't me.
Right?
I mean, it was in like high school, but not as a baby.
Not as a baby. So it started off with this one mom who posted a video and was like, POV, your daughter wants to see her baby pictures, but she was born in 2016. And it's a ton of photos with the child, the baby, with the dog filter and the flower crown. And now so many people are chiming in on this and they're like, "Dude, there's going to be a market for like an app that will de-filter these photos because these kids who were born in like 2015, 2016, all they have is pictures of them with these dumb filters on."
Okay, but is that better than what you and I have?
What's that?
You and I have photos, at least I do, of me running around and all I am is in my diapers. That's the photos. I'm just in my diapers. Or you're lucky I have a diaper on or what, you know, whatever. That's the baby photos I got.
Yeah.
Or my hair's all out of whack. Like,
what, they probably have that too. They just got a dumb
but they got
filter
a good
on.
Filter on them to hide something. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my crazy baby hair, you know, going all over the place, but they got a filter to cover that. They got dog ears, you know, covering something.
They're like little Kardashian babies.
Yeah. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
That my life hit an all-time low when I have been searching for crumbs.
Yes.
Bread crumbs. Bread puns.
Jeez. Saying so many different baguette and crumb and I don't even know.
Do you want to hear them?
Not really.
I've been looking at bread puns. Why? Because we're doing a Valentine's Day gift exchange tomorrow and I'm making a sourdough loaf. Nobody really cares.
Yeah.
But I have a card I want to make. It has a cute little bread pun. So I've been looking up puns. I thought that was the bottom that I could hit. This is what 30s are like, okay? You start looking up bread puns.
Who knew?
And then you get excited about them. No. I'm hitting an all-time low this weekend. Because I'm really excited for Sunday. I'm having the most adult weekend ever.
What does that mean?
We're going to go look, hopefully, at houses. Like, two houses is on the plate for this weekend. Because, you know, we've been looking at houses casually. Two on the schedule for this weekend. And then after that, go look at coffee tables.
Oh.
I got like a coupon in the mail.
You are not helping your case right now.
I got a coupon in the mail. We got our couch from Slumberland, and they gave us a coupon in the mail. It was like, if you spend $125, you get $50 off. And I was like,
sold.
They're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. What do you need me to do? So we're going to go look for coffee tables because I'm all for a steal of a deal, you know? So we're going to go look at houses. Look at coffee table. Yeah. And I'm so excited, Taylor.
I mean, it is a very responsible weekend.
I'm so looking forward to it. I'm like, the faster we can get through this work week, the faster I could be looking at coffee tables.
Just don't bring along any of your bread puns, please. I don't know what's gotten into me, but I want to get out of the house this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? Instead of sitting on my couch.
No. I mean... That's normally me. You usually stay inside and you're like, I will rot on this couch.
It's my favorite thing to do. But I don't, something has come over me. And I have some activities that I want to do this weekend. So actually, luckily enough, my boyfriend Curly is taking Saturday off because he normally works. So lots of time for activities and bonding, which is great.
mandatory bonding.
Mandatory fun, which means it won't be. No, I've really been wanting to go bowling.
Are you an itinerary?
No.
Okay. I was like, that's really not going to be fun.
No, not at all. It'll happen when it happens. But
you better not have it. We are going to have fun at 7 a.m.
No, I'll be sleeping. No, I've been really wanting to go bowling for some reason.
Why?
I think we talked about dates that we've never done before a while ago on this show. And bowling is one that me and Curly have never done together. And there's like a brand new big bowling place in North Liberty that I've been eyeballing because I'm like, okay. I want to go there. It looks like fun. And
question.
Yeah.
Do you suck at bowling?
Here's the thing. It's kind of like darts where I'm like either really good or really bad.
Does it matter on how much you drink?
Well, darts does. Bowling, I'm not sure. I also have pretty long nails on right now, so that might be a bit of a hindrance for me.
I just am like, are you going to get upset if he's better at bowling than you?
I'm not going to get upset. I will be competitive, though.
That's what I thought.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
But I think it'll be fun. So that is activity number one, and he told me we could do it, which is really exciting. Number two, I want to do hot yoga. I want to take a hot yoga class with him.
Since when do you want to do that?
I don't know, because I really hate being hot. And I've done hot yoga before, and it's fun every once in a while. It's not really my thing, but this idea came to me last weekend, but there was no classes because of Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm really thinking I want to get us into a hot yoga class, if possible, even though I know it's going to be goofy.
I know what's going on. I know what's going on. You're turning 28 soon.
Don't put the age thing on me.
Uh-huh. I know. I went through something when I turned 28. You're going through something. It's before 30. It happens to all of us.
Is there a name for it?
I don't know. But I went through something. You're going through something.
What did you go through?
Oh, I broke up with my ex. Does that tell you what you need to tell? Well, don't break up with your boyfriend because I like him. So don't get rid of him. But I think you're going through something.
I think I just want to go bowling and do yoga. Let me alone.
What I have discovered in the last couple of minutes is that we are lacking in like Valentine's Day bread puns cards.
Okay, that is the most random need.
Girl, I'm telling you, we need to, Hallmark, start looking into bread puns for Valentine's Day cards. Because I'm telling you, they're good, they're cheesy, and they're cute.
Okay.
Want to hear some?
You're not going to give me a choice, so go ahead.
Okay, here's the whole reason I'm looking them up. Is because I'm making a sourdough loaf tomorrow for our Valentine's Day gift exchange. And I'm kind of coming up with some like bread puns for the cards that go with my loaves that I'm giving to my coworkers.
Yeah.
So here's some puns.
Okay.
Whatever crumbs at yeast, we have each other.
I do like the double
right?
Whammy.
I need, you know, like I need, you know, you get it. You to know that I loaf you a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go baking my heart.
Like baking?
Yeah, baking.
It sounds like bacon, like sizzle bacon.
You could also do that one too. This is my personal favorite. Let's grow mold together.
It sounds gross.
I liked that one. Okay, all right. You're my butter half.
Are you going to bring butter?
No, but that's a good one. Why don't, whoa, State of Iowa. Listen up. State of Iowa, listen up. Why don't we do this? You're my butter half. We put the stain cow, the butter cow, on the card. You know what I'm talking about?
From the butter, yeah, the butter cow
from the state fair. Smack dad on the front. Open it up. You're my butter half.
No, that's good.
Moo.
One thing is for sure, you do not have a future at the Hallmark company.
Crap!
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Every company's got their busy season, right? Where it's like mandatory overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I would say roughly around this time, it's probably mandatory overtime for your local jewelers.
I would believe that 100%.
Mm-hmm. Because it's engagement season, baby.
Yes, it is.
Well, tonight's trivia question. According to Drive Research, on average, how many people get engaged on Valentine's Day each year?
Mm.
You might be getting engaged on Friday. No, Taylor's like, no.
You know how I feel about that. But I'm happy for you if that's happening to you. Go off. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I think it's romantic. I'd love it.
I'm sure you would.
Yes.
That's fine. To each their own. Don't do it to me.
According to Drive Research, on average, how many people get engaged on Valentine's Day each year?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
It's freaking me out. It's weird.
Maybe I was just hoping you'd propose or something.
I will propose that I go home. How about that? You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
The season of love, season of Valentine's Day.
You got 2 days to get your life together if you need to.
True.
Really, like tomorrow.
Yeah. According to Drive Research, on average, how many people get engaged on Valentine's Day each year? What is it?
Well, I hope you've been planning that if you plan on doing that on
Friday. I mean, I don't know the rules, but I feel like it's probably too late now.
Who knows?
Correct me. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Well, you can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 8293 said 25,000 people.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of things, in the whole U.S.
today. Yeah, that is true.
I don't know.
Well, Kim said a million.
A million people.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
When I go to dinner on Friday, I'm going to see somebody. Put it in the cake.
You know what? I would love to be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever witnessed
an engagement. I don't think I have.
That close up, I don't think.
I have never witnessed an engagement. If you're doing one, let me know. I'll be there.
I saw it maybe twice in
you
my
have?
Time. When I was dancing at the University of Iowa.
They would do it to the dancer.
No. I saw it on like the big screen.
Like, at a maybe, Hawkeye game?
At a football game and then maybe at a basketball
game. Just
fans? Game? Yeah. And that's okay. It. But even then, I wasn't like up in the section. Uh-huh. It was from afar that I saw it.
I ain't never seen anybody get engaged, I don't think.
I don't know
how it works. I want to be at a restaurant and then, I don't know, somewhere at a grocery store. They get down.
I'm nosy. I'd love to watch.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it come out on the cake.
Yeah.
It's hidden in the cake or it's hidden in the drink.
Breaks a tooth on the diamond.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's insane.
And I hope she says yes or they say yes. Whatever. I don't want to be there if they say no. I'm running if they say no.
Because
I feel awkward. Don't do it to me.
I'd stay and watch. I'd pretend like I didn't hear it, but I would be like,
you would?
What's
I'd
going
run.
Over there?
I was like, God, I didn't
it's
hear
not it. Me. I don't care. Well, sorry. That sucks, but.
I'm too uncomfy. I can't be there. I cannot
nosy.
Be there.
3218 said 500,000 people get engaged on Valentine's Day.
The real thing we should have looked at is how many people asked versus how many got actually engaged.
What do you mean got asked?
You know, there are a lot of people who ask, but that don't mean they say yes. I want to know the number.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Imagine saying no on Valentine's Day. Brutal.
Yikes. According to Drive Research, on average, how many people get engaged on Valentine's Day each year?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm just saying, it would be cool to be a part of, like, an engagement.
like as a participant or an observer?
Okay. I just want to be there. I don't want to be part of something. But what am I doing? A dance scene? Here we go. One, two, three.
Mob.
Here we go.
Flash mob.
Or I tell a joke right before. You don't want me to.
Yeah, you're not selling it well. Maybe somebody will let you be the server at their table. You can bring out the ring.
I'll bring out the ring on the cake. Let me do it.
You would spoil it.
No, you know what? I'll probably trip as I'm giving them the cake.
No pressure, but Valentine's Day is Friday.
One of my favorite activities, by the way, is to go to the store either tomorrow or it's really fun on Valentine's Day. Not because I need something, because I don't.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm not getting my man a gift. We don't care. But I like to see the poor gentleman going through the store being like, I just got to find something.
Hey, that's
going
to be me.
That's fine.
That poor fool. I still don't know what I'm getting him.
That's fine.
One box of Milk Duds, please.
It's the thought that counts, you know?
That's all I'm allowed to get him.
I'm going to give him a high five and a
stop,
good work, champ.
No, you're not.
No, we're not doing gifts. I'm serious.
Good work, champ.
Hey, give it up. Valentine.
You know what you should do? Print one of those like certificates that you're like doing well in school or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like good.
A report card?
Yeah. Listening skills. B. Cleaning skills. C. I don't know. You figure it out.
Vacuuming. F. Anyways, this isn't about me.
This isn't about you. This is about a trivia question. Let's get to it. According to Drive Research, on average, how many people get engaged on Valentine's Day each year? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Maybe hold off on your report card because there's a chance you could get engaged.
No,
on
I'm not.
Well, because 6 million people roughly get engaged on Valentine's Day each year. Actually, Valentine's Day is also known as the most popular day to get engaged, with 40% of men agreeing it's the most popular.
Well,
men like it.
Let me tell you this. What I saw earlier, Google said 52% of women think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated.
Okay, so we apparently don't agree.
I think guys think that we think it's romantic.
Is that the problem?
Well, there's people like you who are really into it.
Likes it. Pick me. I'll take it.
God. Smells like desperation.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.